The woman, knowing what had been done to her, knowing what God did for her, knowing what she had received from God, came to Jesus in fear and in trembling, falling down before him. A phrase that's used in the Bible, reverencing him, worshiping him. She knew what God had done, and she presented herself to God humbly. A similar reaction for the others, who after the rising of the child, through the miracle of Jesus, they were utterly astonished. It's what happens when we become aware of how God chooses to make himself known. When God touches us, that stands to happen. No, it's a story that I've shared previously, a story of touch and God touching in the most amazing of ways. It was many years ago now, and I had the great opportunity, the personal invitation, completely undeserving, but the personal invitation to have Mass with now St. John Paul II. Yeah, it was pretty wild, I mean, to say the least. And there was a mistake that was made, and the communication that was given to me was one day late. Yeah, my reaction was a little more animated than that. If I hadn't needed to go to confession, I did at that point. It was supposed to be given to me the day before. I don't know how many priests don't show up at a Mass you've been invited to with the Pope. That's got to be a short list. This is one of them. That was on a Tuesday, and the next day was the general audience. And if anybody's been to a general audience, it's kind of a pep rally, really. I mean, that's what it is. It's a pep rally, an international pep rally. I was kind of bummed out, but I thought I'll go to the audience, and it's a sea of humanity. And when I was done, somebody had seen me in thousands of people, and sent a couple of members of the gentlemen of the papal household, not only to escort me up to the very front, but to escort me up to John Paul II, like I was going to meet him. Right there. Oh, gosh. I just remembered, this can't be happening, right? I haven't prepared for this. I was utterly overwhelmed. I was in fear and in trembling. And not merely because he was the Holy Father, as great as that was, but he was someone who awakened within me, wanting to be convicted about something like he was for his own Poland. And as he had done with hatching solidarity in Poland and helping people to champion human dignity, I mean, that just woke me up from the slumber of mediocrity as a young person. And I was escorted right to him, and he extended his hand to me. And I grasped his hand with both of mine. He was elderly at that time and frail. He would die within a year. The Parkinson's was pronounced. He was sitting. And I was absolutely, utterly amazed, seized with fear and in trembling as I'm holding his hand before him. I don't know how much time expired, but it was enough time for two Swiss guard to help me stand and tell me my moment was over. So I didn't show up at Mass with the Pope the day before, and then I overstayed my moment. Power of touch of God in surprising ways. Just simply choosing to give to us something special. That's what goes on in the gospel time and again. That's what goes on in our lives if we choose to have an openness to letting the Holy Spirit work. And I want to speak to myself as I'm speaking to you. What would it be like if we came to Mass to worship, right? Falling before Him, falling before God. That's what we do. We worship, we're reverent. What would it be if we came expecting to be touched? To be touched by Christ. What would it be like? Versus, yeah, I got to go to Mass. And I got to go because I really want to do something else. But I got to go first to get it out of the way. And I'm talking to myself. What would it be if I permitted God maybe to touch me through someone who's sitting by me? Maybe to touch me through a smile or through an encouraging word or through a consoling word. Or maybe I notice someone right here this evening that I have this sense welling up within me that I'm going to extend a hello, or I'm going to offer a helping hand, or I'm going to give an encouraging word. I don't know why, but it's the right thing to do. What if I allowed God to touch me in such a way that I extend myself to others? What if I expect something in God's word proclaimed, something in the Bible, to touch me in a way that reverberates within me fear and trembling? Having been seized with a clarity, having received an answer that I've wanted, maybe having received an inspiration that I thought I was never going to have, to do something I've been wanting to do, but I've been reluctant to do it or afraid of doing it. What if I approached communion not as something that I'm doing just because the person in front of me is gone? And that's what we do. Or because I'm kind of proud of myself because I didn't have any big ones this week. And I approached God in the Eucharist expecting Him to touch me profoundly through His body and blood and soul and divinity. What if I expected this fear and trembling, this utterly astonished awareness sometime in our time together of worshiping God together? I mean, what an entirely different experience it becomes when we give God that chance to surprise us and to empower us, to heal us, to draw us closer together to one another so that we can even invite others to come to be a part of who we are. Too often, we settle into mediocrity. We settle into thinking, it ain't real good, but I guess it could be worse. That's not what the gospel proclaims. A gospel that is proclaimed to you and to me. And on our part, it's seeking Jesus with the urgency of the Father who is an advocate for the child, seeking Jesus through the example of the woman who has been so shamed and so scorned. And she's not going to stop seeking Jesus. Nor should we.